A blast from the past. The unforgettable 1988 Kawasaki ZX-10. Launched in 1988, the Kawasaki ZX-10 was more than just a motorcycle. It was a symbol of redemption for the company, following the highly publicized failure of the GPZ1000RX. Billed as the fastest and most powerful superbike ever built by Kawasaki, the ZX-10 expertly blended the sporty performance of a superbike with the comfort of a tourer. 2 years earlier, Kawasaki's launch of the heavier and less maneuverable GPZ1000RX at Austria's Salzburgring had turned out to be a spectacular misstep. This time around, they were careful not to repeat the same mistake with the ZX-10 launch, shying away from making direct comparisons with older models. Equipped with a robust 997cc, liquid-cooled DOHC4 engine, the ZX-10 had an electrifying punch. It could reach a peak power of 137 bhp at 10,000 revolutions per minute, and despite weighing a solid 238 kilograms without fluids, it boasted an impressive top speed of 165 miles per hour. Remarkably affordable for such a unique blend of speed and comfort, the ZX-10 offers an unforgettable ride without breaking the bank. One of the defining features of the ZX-10 was Kawasaki's inaugural twin-spar aluminium frame. Affectionately known as the E-Box, due to its egg-shaped top view, this pioneering frame design offered stiffness and lightness, a significant improvement over the steel and aluminium concoction of the RX. The replacement of the RX's 16-inch wheels with 17 inches front and 18 inches rear wheels further reduced the ZX-10's weight, making it 16 kilograms lighter than its predecessor. Despite its formidable performance credentials, the ZX-10 was predominantly a road bike, comfortable and capable in long-distance rides rather than a racetrack warrior. Its high-speed capability, generous seating space, supportive dual seat, and exceptional wind protection made it perfect for casual weekend trips or long-haul journeys. With its impressive weight, it felt more like a refined roadster than an aggressive superbike, making it an intriguing dichotomy on two wheels. Kawasaki had learned from the GPZ1000RX disaster, and the launch of the ZX-10 restored the firm's reputation, kickstarting a lineage of models bearing the ZX name, each endowed with a powerful four-cylinder engine, robust aluminium frame, and notable sports touring ability. The ZX-10 did have its quirks, though. For instance, a noticeable flat spot in the lower revs could lead to a less-than-smooth progress at lower speeds, and overtaking required a downshift. However, once the revs picked up, the power delivery was impressively smooth, and the six-speed gearbox switched gears without a hitch. At full throttle, with all restrictions off, the ZX-10 was clocked at a record-breaking 168 miles per hour in an American magazine test, earning it the title of the world's fastest production bike back then. Even today, over three decades later, the ZX-10 has not lost its charm. It commands attention with its vintage appeal, potent performance, and enduring comfort. For enthusiasts who value a slice of history with their ride, a well-preserved model of this classic bike ranges from £2,000 to £4,000, representing an attractive blend of retro allure and dynamic performance. In retrospect, the 1988 Kawasaki ZX-10 was more than just another superbike. It signified a pivotal shift in Kawasaki's motorcycle design philosophy, seamlessly blending speed and comfort. It serves as a timeless reminder that the heart of true power in motorbiking lies in the balance between thrilling performance and everyday practicality. Knowledge. EV battery life and longevity, unveiling the truth behind the myths.